Devi ki jai, Sama Veda Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. All glories to Assembled Devotees, all glories to Assembled Devotees. All glories to Assembled Devotees, all glories to C.C. Guru Gauranga Nitai Gaur Pivananda Hare Krishna. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tanamani. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharani. Nivasa Sasanyavadi Prasthati. How many of you have read from Srila Prabhupada's books in the last day? Oh, so many. In the last week? In the last year? Maybe. It's eternity. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Why is it important to read Shastra? It's one of those questions where you're supposed to raise your hand. Oh, why is it important to turn off your phones? That's not quite a question. Why is it important to read Shastra? Tekitana.
It keeps us aligned
with? Yeah, that's a nice way to put it. What comes to my mind in answer to that question is that there's many parts of us. And the part of us, the best part of us, we can say, that has the most sincere part of us, that has a spiritual goal in mind. And I say that's the best part of us because that part of us sees beyond today and tomorrow and the next day, because how quickly life passes. And that part of us sees that one day, as Steve Jobs said, one day, if you live your life as if every day was your last, one day you will be correct. You've never heard that one before, have you? You did. But it's true. But we don't see like that. You can't see like that, practically speaking. Otherwise, how could we go about our daily life? But if we don't see like that, we're half an illusion. Because it is going to happen. Now, I don't want to make this one of those sad doom and gloom classes. But why did I say half? That's half of reality, in a sense. The other half is that we have a different kind of a life that's really us. And that's what we are striving for in our spiritual life, our so-called inner journeys, we're trying to become what we really are. Because what we think we are doesn't quite fit who we are, and there's something uncomfortable in it. If we pause to think, it just doesn't quite work, doesn't feel just right. So many people, including Socrates, asked the question, "Who am I actually?" And that's when human life begins, we've heard Srila Prabhupada say. When we ask that question, who am I? Am I this? Am I the body? Am I all the thoughts that race through my mind minute after minute after minute? Day after day. Oh, am I those thoughts? And am I the age that my body is now, or am I something completely different? Am I eternal? Who am I? So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu makes the answer to that very clear in more than one place. He says, Jivera Sarupoi Krishner Nityadas. Who we actually are. Who is the real me is I'm a servant of the Supreme Lord Krishna. And if we don't pick up that service or develop that service, but it's not service that's forced. It's who we are. And it's done naturally with great love and affection, bhakti, devotion, because Krishna is all lovable. So why is it important to read Shastra? It's because the intoxication and illusion of this world is so powerful. It is so powerful. There's such a tendency to get so involved in the adventure and the desires and the aversions of this world and that we forget anything more than today or tomorrow or the next 10 years or the next 20 years. We forget who we are, that even to even ask that question, no one has the time nowadays. And even when we do have the time, we don't have the mind to ask the question that who am I and what is really the goal of my life. So the Shastra is so important to align our life, to align our life with the best part of us, the true part of us, goal. Because especially Prabhupada, he just is so straightforward. Sometimes shocking how straightforward he is and how many times he calls people rascals and things like that. It's just shocking. But he's looking at things differently from the point of view that we look at things from. He's looking at things from the point of view of the sadhu, of eternality, seeing the eternality of the soul and how determined the souls in this world are to turn their back on Krishna and forget. And forget what? Forget that life is getting shorter every day. So usually, sometimes I'll say this to Prabhupada, how many times, he's very fond of the word rascal. And then usually when you say something like that, the devotees, if they listen to Prabhupada's lectures, they'll laugh. But when I hear that, I don't laugh. because as the saying goes, when you point your finger at one finger at someone, you're pointing three at yourself. Because there's the sincere part, and then there's the other non-sincere parts that want to have so many desires other than to serve and please Krishna with devotion and to move forward, maybe gradually, maybe quickly, depending upon who we are and what our capacity is, but to move forward. That is the goal of our life, to move forward in our desire and attempt to serve Krishna with great devotion. So when we ended the classes last time, it was quite a few months ago, practically speaking. I practically couldn't remember what we were up to begin again. But then this morning, I remembered, but I remembered the wrong place. But then I remembered the right place. We were up to the most intimate part of Ratha Yatra, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in his most internal mood. His most internal mood of Srimati Radharani, he's experiencing, always Mahaprabhu is experiencing and he's teaching at the same time. He's relishing the highest ecstasies and at the same time he's teaching us the path to attain this highest goal. So it was so intimate where Mahaprabhu was really opening up his heart and showing what's in his heart, because most of the times when you, if you read, how many of you have read, completely read Chaitanya Charitamrita? Yeah, how nice. When you read that, Mahaprabhu has different moods, and most of his moods are he's in complete ecstasy, that he's so deep in his internal mood that he doesn't, he's not practically speaking aware of the external world. He's just so internally absorbed. But he doesn't always, or very rarely actually, shows what is that internal world is like for him. But here in the Ratha Yatra and other places in Chaitanya Charitamrita, especially the final chapters from 14 to 19, he displays, he completely opens his heart. And his heart in Jagannath Puri at this time, in Ratha Yatra, in moving the Ratha Yatra cart from the from Sri Mandir to Gundicha temple, and he's bringing Krishna, he's in the mood of Sri Radha, even though he is Krishna. I recognize you, it's been so long. What is it? Super day, yes, I like it. Oh, super dry. I don't like it. Why don't you just change it to an A, to the R and an A, you know, super day. Hare Krishna, good to see you. Hare Krishna. You're well?
Yes.
And baby is? How old is baby, do you know?
Next month will be 2 years.
Wow, how did that happen? Does it mean that, say that, what?
A blur.
Say again?
A bit of a blur.
Yeah. One thing is when your child, you see your child getting older and older, even though we don't think of it that way, we've also gotten older, the same amount that the child has gotten older. I mean, we haven't grown as much, we sort of grow down a little bit, but, and we do groan also. Yes, anyway, Hare Krishna. Super dry. Super ecstatic. That's the Nikunj I know. That's what I thought it was. Yeah, it was super. Nikunj, this is super day.
It's actually super dry.
Anyway, it's super day.
Perspective.
Would you rather be super dry or have a super day?
Super dry.
Yes, I can relate to that. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was exhibiting the most incredible ecstasy, and when his heart was blossoming in ecstasy, tears were coming from his eyes. But sometimes the Chaitanya Charitamrita describes that they were going forward like syringes, like the Ganga, like the Jamuna. They were shooting out from his eyes. It was quite inconceivable. And he was jumping up and down and dancing in ecstasy. And then, as I was mentioning, he describes what his internal mood that was causing the external manifestations that were incredible. And that internal mood was, as we were saying, Srimati Radharani feeling so much love for Krishna. She was pulling Lord Jagannath back to Vrindavan from Kurukshetra. So it's very intricate. This is what's described in the verses that Mahaprabhu was quoting were from the 82nd chapter of the 10th canto, when the residents of Vrindavan meet Krishna in Kurukshetra, which happens to be the chapters I'm studying in preparation for the Govardhan retreat this year. And it's amazing. The other point about why we study Shastra, and I don't mean just read it, but try to study it, meaning enter deeply into the mood that's being communicated. Yeah, if one can even slightly enter that mood, one's consciousness is so uplifted to that place where the great authors such as Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in this book, or Srila Sukadeva Goswami, Srila Vyasadeva in Bhagavatam, they're speaking from a platform that's completely different than the platform in which I live my life, my day-to-day life, unaware of reality, just sort of bumbling my way through this day to the next day, thinking I'm achieving something and tired at the end of the day or whatever. And then tomorrow doing the same thing, and then the next day, and the next day, and the blur of 2 years, 10 years. It doesn't stop after 2 years, by the way. Do you know that you were once 2 years old? Because isn't that amazing? And when your mother looks at you, she says, how did he's grown so much? So I found it when I thought of just entering into that, that the path that we were actually up to in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it would be, I think it would be too difficult without really going through the earlier chapters of building up to that. So then I started at the beginning of the book and looked at that, and it was really wonderful. And then I just happened to pick up the book, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Randomly almost, and opened it up. And I saw a few verses that I'd like to read, and then we'll go back to the beginning, perhaps. Hare Krishna. Where's the boy? Oh. Is he the team manager or what?
He's the last soccer match of the season.
So? Yeah, go ahead, finish the sentence, so.
So he wanted to go there.
Yes. So that means there's no soccer match next week.
No, the season is done.
Yeah. Could you please invite him?
Yes.
And he can bring his bicycle.
Yes.
And Andrew willing, we will. Whew. You too. Yeah, we were waiting for him. So this is the part I wanted to read. Just, it was randomly, so to speak. Atasi Krishna, this is Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, something to do with him in the 15th chapter of Madhyalila. That's another amazing pastime. But anyway, Ataksi Krishna Namadi Nabhaved Grayam Indriyai Sevan Mukhihi Jivado Swayam Evas Puratyada. With the material senses, we cannot understand the transcendental holy name of the Lord. With the material senses, we cannot understand the transcendental holy name of the Lord, or his form, or his activities, or his pastimes. That means that when we're hearing and chanting, our mind is wandering naturally, because we're not really with Krishna. We've taken Krishna and we've placed him in the form of the holy names in our mind, and more or less relegated this little part of our mind to Krishna. So we brought Krishna into our mind. But what the great devotees do, due to the purity of their consciousness, not only the purity of their consciousness, but which means the absence of impurity, but what the great devotees do is they're so attracted to Krishna, and their consciousness is not only pure, free from impurities, but so much full of love for Krishna, that instead of bringing Krishna into their minds, they enter into Krishna's mind, so to speak, into his realm when they chant. It's a different realm, but the holy names can award us that realm. That realm. Purify the heart so much of the impurities, and then Sreya Karaiva Chandrika, the blossoming of our spiritual life. But it takes time. It can happen like that, as the Bhagavatam says with Katvanga Maharaj and his Prabhupada said, but generally speaking, it takes time, and it can be frustrating. Because we hear about Krishna and that his holy names are so powerful and this and that, and then I chant and my mind just starts visiting different parts of the universe, Some parts I like, some parts I don't like, but just wandering here and there. But gradually, or quickly, depending upon our fortune and our past, we will get to that point. We will get there if we continue on the path. With the material senses, one cannot understand the transcendental holy name of the Lord or his form, activities, and pastimes, because we're seeing the spiritual realm through the covered lens of our consciousness, like seeing through red-colored glasses, everything will look red. If I'm seeing through blue-colored lenses, everything looks blue. And if black, green, whatever the color of my consciousness is, that's how I'll see. We're not seeing reality. We're seeing, in one sense, our own consciousness alone. I mean, not that the world isn't there, but we're seeing it through the lens of our own consciousness. And I remember how I first really saw this so clearly as I was studying teaching, when I was teaching young children. One of the things I learned is when you're in a bad mood, you'll see that all the kids are doing everything bad. So you have to change your mood. And the way that was recommended to change your mood was to find good that everyone is doing, the children are doing. So you have a problem because you're only seeing bad, but you have to find some good because you're seeing through your bad mood. So it gave an example that it stuck with me, and this has been, I don't know, many, many years. It said, even if all you could say good about a young child is, you're doing a great job of breathing today. It's really great. You're doing well. And then you start seeing that, oh, yeah, well, he is doing a pretty good job of breathing after all. But then you start, and then you find the next one, and the next one, and the next one. And you see that suddenly all the kids are doing, they're all so nice, and they're doing. So it's a matter, again, of changing one's consciousness. And that is done so much by chanting, but with this consciousness, because with this consciousness, we should accept that we're not seeing accurately, we're not seeing reality as it is, we're just seeing what our consciousness is allowing us to see. And therefore, there's so much naturally, there's so much argument in the world and fighting because, and disagreement because everyone is just seeing things as if it was reality, but they're only seeing from their own viewpoint, which means a view from one particular point, the point of one's little soul. And I'm thinking that's reality. And the person next to me, he's saying, you think that's reality? You're really off. This is reality because I know what really happened. And then the person over there, are you serious? No, that's not what happened at all. This is what happened, and this is reality, and this is reality. And that's, what do you mean? And then they start fighting. But reality is Krishna. Sarvakarana Karanam, that's reality. So if our reality is not seeing Krishna in things, our sense of reality, we're an illusion. With the material senses, one cannot understand the transcendental holy name of the Lord, or his form, or his activities and pastimes. But when one actually engages in devotional service, when one's consciousness is devoted, utilizing the tongue properly, when one has devotion, oh Krishna, when one is developed to that stage, when one is actually devoted to Krishna, has devotion, bhakti, then the Lord is revealed. Then the Lord is revealed when our consciousness shifts from material, selfish, self-centered consciousness to seeing Krishna, Krishna consciousness, Krishna bhakti, rasato bhavato miti. Ata eva Krishna nama deha vilas praktendriya krayam nahi hoya swaprakas. The holy name of Krishna, his body, and his pastimes cannot be understood by the blunt material senses. They are manifested independently. When Krishna desires, he will manifest himself into your consciousness fully when you chant his holy names. When Krishna desires, he will manifest himself fully, his pastimes, his form, fully into your consciousness. Okay, now what question comes to your mind naturally? I mean, what questions may come into one's mind after hearing that? Okay, there's two over there. Who else? Yes, three, four. And sometimes the questions are questions. Sometimes they're doubts that we're afraid to say, because then everyone will know that we have doubts, and even will know that we have doubts. What question comes to your mind? Again, we'll try this again. Krishna Leela, you even have your hand raised, but you're not letting us know. It's one of those. We know your tricks. Okay, Radha Rampu, huh? Yes. How long will it take? That's it. What does that question imply? Okay, that's a different point. What do I have to do as opposed to when will you do it for me? So, Srila Bhakti Sinha, you understand what I mean by that? Yeah, Krishna, how long will it take you for to give me the mercies or to manifest fully into my consciousness, as opposed to what can I do to help the process along? How should I act? So there's such a big difference from that. But that's such a wonderful question. How long will it take?
Isn't it both of them?
Huh? Yes, but which one should we, just like in every relationship, usually we prefer to tell the other person what they should be doing and what they're doing wrong, as opposed to just minding our own business and keeping our mind focused on what we should be doing. So therefore, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Srila Prabhupada said, don't try and see Krishna, but act in such a way that Krishna will see you. Take, in other words, do your part in the relationship. Never mind what the other person's part is, just do your part. Yes, any other question they would like comes to the mind or thought? Yes.
How can we
know? Already stop saying we and say me. How can I?
How can I know Krishna is there?
Yeah, yeah, doubting that this is how do I know? You know, it's like, is this really true or not? So how do you answer that part of you that asks that question? You believe it, or you see it, or you experience it, or, yeah.
Yeah, when I hear something that you can't experience it through your material senses, then it makes me think, well, maybe I wasn't.
You can't experience Krishna fully. The full manifestation of Krishna through the material senses, through the material consciousness. You can't see Krishna's pastimes, but that doesn't mean you can't see him at all. Yeah, so. And that's one of the most wonderful things about kirtan, sankirtan, is that by Mahaprabhu's mercy, something from a different realm manifests. It's different. Different from what one can put together with one's consciousness or a computer program or whatever. It's just a different fragrance than something of this material world. And anyone can experience that. And according to the level of your consciousness, you'll experience it on this level or this level or that level or that level. And my favorite story in that regard is that I remember in Melbourne, at the 40th anniversary of the installation of Srila Prabhupada installed Gaudiya, there was a big kirtan downtown Melbourne. Now, usually when we have our sankirtan parties, you know, we go out with 5 devotees or 10 devotees, and people don't even notice practically, or they look the other way or walk on the other side of the street or whatever. But there were at least 100, 150 devotees. Oh, let me exaggerate. There was like 1,000 devotees chanting in the street. No, there was probably at least 100, more than 100. And it took over the whole downtown of Melbourne, practically speaking. And His Holiness Kadamba Kanamraj, who at this point has gone back to Krishna, it seems pretty clear. He was leading the kirtan with such energy and such power, and we're just going up and down the streets. And I watched. There's this one group of not young, but 20-something, early 20 years old, and they were sort of walking, you know, how they started walk as far as they can and still remain on the away from it. But one of the girls just jumped into the kirtan and started dancing. And her friends looked at her, you know what? But she was so taken by the kirtan of the holy name, she was experiencing something. And then when they pulled out, oh, I don't, she didn't know what happened to her either. But there's something, and that's the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to emphasize the congregational chanting of the holy names, because it has so much grace. Because he, as it said, I believe in Chaitanya Bhagavat, he caused the bliss of Vaikuntha to descend. So according to one's capacity, one experiences it on this level or this level or this level or that the way that girl experienced it, she was overtaken by it for a few moments at least. And that will give her the seed that will ultimately bring her to that ultimate place in time. The bad thing about doubts is that it just indicates that we're not fully experiencing. So the good thing about them is if we think that we're not allowed to have them, they just hide. It grows stronger. So it's good to find opportunities where one can honestly express whatever one's questions are. So thank you. Anyone else remember? You're ready, okay, yes. Yeah, that's why when you go to the hospital, they call you patients, because you have to be patient. Yeah, Yeah, well, we have to hold on tightly to Krishna, Krishna's holy names. And to association of devotees, so important. Raduman, did you want to?
If the process is described as dependent on Krishna manifesting presence.
And also us doing our best, necessary but not sufficient.
Self-doubt is that why on earth would he manifest for someone? He's insincere in himself.
Yeah.
Knowing my insincerity.
Yeah. Because that's his nature, compassionate and kind. But the problem is more the other way. Why wouldn't he manifest to someone as great as me? After all, who's more deserving of being with Krishna than me? That's the problem, rather than humility being the problem. That's my understanding. Because that's why Mahaprabhu, in his Shikshastakam, Trinata B, Finitrinat, that if one is actually humble, then one can chant properly. Because then one's chanting will have a true calling out. That Krishna, I need, please allow me to serve you. Please allow me, this unqualified person, please allow me to serve you. If you don't allow me to serve you, then what hope do I have? So if there's some actual calling out and longing in one's consciousness, then Krishna will hear that. And then there's the other side of Krishna's bhavagrahi, that in the story of Ajamil, the pastime of Ajamil, when Ajamil was, and this is the nature of Krishna, and that's another reason why we hear, it's important to hear Shastra and hear about Krishna, is because we have to know who the nature of the person we want to be with. If we don't know him, how can they be attracted to him? How will there be a desire, an increasing desire? So we hear in this, what canto of the Bhagavatam is Ajamil in?
Six.
So he's calling out Narayan, who Narayana, the name of his son, and Krishna, Lord Narayan, is thinking, he's calling out his son's name, and Lord Narayan is thinking, oh, my devotee is calling out to me. It is my duty to give him protection. So when we think of Krishna, we don't know him, as the verse was saying, but because we're just seeing our mind, we're thinking, why has he done this to me, and why has he done this, and why does he allow so much suffering in the world, and we're just seeing our minds, basically. But Krishna's nature is quite different than that, so therefore we hear Shastra to learn about whose name, the person whose name we're chanting. Anyone else would like to say a question that came to their mind?
How can I change my consciousness in being material, or material conditions,
yeah,
to Krishna consciousness, to be always in Krishna?
Yeah. What do you think you can do?
Right, being in right atmosphere.
What is the right atmosphere?
Krishna consciousness.
Being in Krishna consciousness. But your question was, how could I be in Krishna consciousness when I'm not in Krishna consciousness? So what is, how to be in the right atmosphere when you're not? One thing is, don't stay thinking all day long in your mind, because that's not the right consciousness. But what do you, how do you deal with that question?
Associating with devotees.
Yeah, associating with devotees. What else?
Reading scriptures.
Yeah. That's how you deal with it. I recently was, someone sent me a quotation from Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur saying that serving, don't think that serving the devotees is the way to get something else. That if I serve the devotees, then I'll be able to get, no, but that's the goal, he said. And he didn't say it, but in this, so we think, yes, I said serve the devotees, and those top devotees, but no, it's serve all devotees. One way to look at it is you serve, if you take it that I'm going to serve all devotees that are better than me, and not serve anyone worse than me, then we'll find out what our consciousness is actually like. Like that story from the Mahabharata with Duryodhana and Yudhisthira, when Yudhisthira was sent out to find someone worse than him, and he couldn't find someone worse than him. And Duryodhana was sent out to find someone better than him, and he couldn't find someone better than him. So that we had the mirror, so is my Duryodhana nature, the mirror of introspection and reflection. So Shastra also answers that question with Pansanga Bhakti, the deities, serving the deities, chanting the holy names, Shastra, the Dham, holy place, and the association of devotees. Anyone else wanted to say something? Not all the devotees, I know a few that didn't go. And I also heard, someone sent me a note and said that in England, maybe they didn't get it exactly right, they banned children under 15 from seeing it. I don't know if that was really true. And the parents, the children under 15, were giving their parents so much trouble.
It's very violent, but yeah.
Yeah, his prayers.
And he's reached that lowest
point. He just wants Lord Narayan
to come, especially
to come, and then he comes and he sees him. And then he's
blessed that he'll see Krishna everywhere. So,
did you like the movie?
I loved it.
How many times did you see it?
I've got it on my phone now. I'm watching it
all. How did you do that? You're watching it all the time. Raise your hand if you've seen the movie. How many times did you see it?
Five
times. How many times did you see it? Once. In Melbourne, when I heard that all the devotees, they had the whole theater, and they brought conch shells and cartels, and Lord Chaitanya, everyone blowing their conch shells. And
huh?
Yeah, I've heard it was wonderful. What's the next one he's going to do? He picks the most bloody ones, doesn't he? And next thing, how about after that, then he'll do Kalki where everyone gets killed. Someone wrote me and said, one of his contacts, this is one of ISKCON's best filmmakers, so one of his, a very wealthy person asked him what would, because now it's going to become a great fad to make animated devotee movies. So he asked this devotee what he recommended he do, this wealthy person asked him. So he asked me what I thought, and he told me his wife thought like Dhruva Maharaj would be such a nice one, you know, something a little more. But I thought Bali Maharaj would be really interesting too. Chaitanya, how often did you, watch it all the time?
Well, I love the music. The music is really nice.
Yeah. But you like it. You like Lord Nisringadev.
If I need some energy, I put Lord Nisringadev. No, I don't get you through anything.
You're on Prahlad's side, obviously.
What?
You're on Prahlad's side.
Oh, yes. Yes. But I think the demons are pretty cruel.
All I can think of is that Prabhupada saved us.
Originally, Jaya Vijay was.
Yeah. Leela, ultimately. Nikunj, how many times did you see it? Just once. You didn't bring your little daughter, did you? Even when we would, generally speaking, when I would give the class on the Sringa Chaturdasi at the temple, and we have this puppet show of Nisringadev, and when Lord Nisringadev, Prahlad, actually it's more about Prahlad than Lord Nisringadev the past time, and Prahlad says in his prayers that I've come specifically to show what it's like to be a pure devotee, to exhibit pure devotional service. So even with a puppet show, that always, when Lord Nisringadev comes out, there's always some child who cries. Not always. And someone who told me that there was some YouTube video.
Yes.
Who told me that one? Did you see that one where, you know, some drama somewhere? The kids are putting on a drama, and Prahlad is you know, he's the thing, and Hiranyakashipu is chastising him and everything. And show me where he's over here, and then before I kill you, I'll kill him. And then he strikes the pillow with his sword, and the Nisringadev comes out, and Prahlad goes, "Ah!" Starts crying. He's just a little kid. Okay, we should end because people have things to do. Radharaman, is there any service that any of the devotees who have a little time can do? Or
always.
Always. Yeah, so if you have a little time, Radharaman has a few always things. And tomorrow the paving begins, Krishna willing, for the courtyard, the hub. Okay. Sri Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu ki jai, Sri Prabhupada Bhaktivinoda ki jai, Sri Gopinatha ki jai. Is that Gaur Premananda?